The International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, says considerable progress has been made and further negotiations with Pakistan will continue. The talks have been stalled for several months now. The IMF wants Pakistan to raise taxes and prices of essential items, but the government is not keen to do that, fearing a backlash from the voters in the general elections this year. But analysts say the situation is dire now. The country only has $2.9 billion in foreign exchange reserves. It means its ability to pay back foreign debt is limited. While it waits for the IMF to bail it out on favorable terms, Pakistan is now also appealing to friendly nations in the Gulf for help. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.